Well, folks, good morning to you. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. How about this Western swing and other things? What a way to start a Saturday morning. And as I've said many times, to have the opportunity to talk about the outdoors along with all this good music is just awesome for me. Mr. Daryl Margraf is with us today. Daryl is an expert in night hunting and using night hunting equipment. So we want to talk. That's our topic today. Maybe Daryl can teach us all a thing or two about hunting at night. Daryl, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Luke.
I tell you what, folks, I've had the privilege of spending a lot of time with Daryl and hunting with him and fishing with him. He's a good buddy, but he also is an expert in night hunting, night vision, let's say. Daryl, there's a digital night vision, there's thermal. Kind of give us a little synopsis of the differences. I know thermal is cutting edge. It's I know that that's what you use. I mean, and you've used it all, but the digital also is acceptable in many applications, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You know, kind of digital came on the scene a few years ago, and they just keep improving it. Uses a CCD sensor to pick up low light and form an image. Thermal is looking at for the differences in heat, and it forms an image from that.
That's exactly right, and I've had the opportunity. I have a digital night scope, and you can use this one for daytime shooting too. It's called a Photon XT, and the price range on these things are like, you know, $500 or less. They're very serviceable. I mean, I've used it. I think I've actually taken five hogs at night using this one, and I'm doing my shooting 50 to 100 yards out, where thermal, if you're going to be out shooting across a big oat patch or a field at night and you're going to be making long shots, the thermal is just gives you a lot better visibility, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. You're able to pick up animals out 1,000 yards and more, so you can't always ID them. It depends on what the scope is, but you can at least know they're there, whereas you wouldn't see those with digital.
That's right. And you know, I've hunted with you enough, Daryl, to know that, you know, safety is always a concern. And I know that you've told me a lot about distance shots and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you can see them at 1,000 yards. But I doubt seriously if very many people take those kind of shots at night, you know?
No. And you know, truly, I mean, the difference there is you can't hunt them if you can't see them. So if you can see them out at 1,000 yards and better, you have a chance to put a spot and stock on them and go get them. But if you don't know they're there, then you're never going to be able to hunt them.
That's true. And, of course, we're talking about digital night vision and thermal. Now, the thermal, the entry level, just to give our listeners an idea, the digital, about $500, you can get a very serviceable digital scope for hunting at night. The price range on, say, the entry-level thermals, what would that be, Daryl?
The latest ones that are out, the new models, just came in under $3,000 for the first time.
I'm with you. And I don't want to not mention, if you're hunting hogs at night, or, you know, the green light, the red lights. Gosh, I've killed a truckload of hogs using the green light, just to, you know, in essence, a flashlight with a green lens. So that still works. The hogs haven't said, hey, we've got thermal, I'm not going to be shot with it. You know, that still works too, although I do think maybe the hogs are getting a little bit better educated as time goes on. Daryl, I wish we had about an hour to really go into this, but the fact is we're just about out of time. People can go online. There's just a world of information, actually, even on YouTube, and you can watch the videos and, you know, use a keyword of thermal or digital night vision and learn a great deal right there. I'll get you back soon, Daryl, when we have a little more time.
Thank you, sir.
Make sure and tune in this time next week, folks. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.